how are you doing? And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half-truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies. How are we doing?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Educate, they complicate. And we sit back till it's too late.
The Radio Avenger.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
And I am on. Yes, I finally made it back, ladies and gentlemen. Well, thank the good Lord. Here we are on this Thursday night edition of the program, and I'm going to keep it open tonight because I know that probably many of you want to bring up some topics that need to be discussed, real topics, important topics that we normally discuss on the program, and we'll do that. We will do that tonight, and many other things will come up, I'm sure. So I just wanted you to know that, and our number, of course, is 800-313-9443. That's the magic number here to get on the air. A lot of things happening in the news, of course, and got a well, he finally made it. He finally made the what is it? The book of the Hall of Fame, is it, with the ADL, or should I say the Hall of Infamy? And that is Ted Pike finally exposed as an anti-Semite by the ADL, ladies and gentlemen. And we got to get Ted back on maybe tomorrow night for a little bit to talk to us about his response to them and in an 11-page online attack against Ted Pike. Now, you know, when the ADL starts attacking you, that means you're effective, right? And too effective for them. They've tried to ignore him for as long as they could, and now they can't resist. So, hey, thanks to you out there, you people, and making him really quite a hero. And, of course, as I said, it doesn't look too good for the ADL type. So, that is wonderful news. My only disappointment is that I, to the best of my knowledge, I'm not on their hit list yet, but I expect to be someday soon. So, anyway, that's the story. Now, Monday night, we have Alan Keyes scheduled to come on the program. And Mr. Klingenschmidt, of course, the chaplain, is the one who he's handling his bookings for him and made the overture to me. So we're going to have him on Monday night for an hour. Alan Keyes, he is the Republican who's running for president again. And again and again. So anyway, we're going to see what you think about him, whether you think he's for real, and whether you think he's going to do more harm than good or what. But we'll give him a fair shake, and we'll have a chance to talk to Alan Keyes Monday night on the program. As you know, Tuesday night, of course, we're going to have on Tom Mercer, who has directed the new film Uncivil Liberties. And I think Bob Chapman is scheduled for Wednesday. We've got to double confirm that. So it's a busy week. Busy time ahead. Lots going on in Washington. Decisions, Bush administration moves, congressional slap in the face to Bush on Turkey and the Armenian genocide. And we'll bring it all up tonight. Your thoughts, your comments, your news items. Feel free. Be welcome. Right here on Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Support republicbroadcasting.org. And support RBN with your prayers and donations as well as purchases. You don't have to just give. You can get in return. So support us, and certainly we'll keep trudging along and spreading the word, and the truth will set us free. Okay, then. Jump aboard. 800-313-9443 is our number, and we'll begin in just 3 minutes from now. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger.
The Berkey Lights unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Hi, this is Brother Michael Diamond. You can now get the most important package ever on what has happened to the Catholic Church in the last 50 years. Find out how this massive crisis concerning the Catholic Church happened, what happened, and how the Bible predicted it would take place in the last days. The package contains six DVDs that contain 10 different programs, two books that combined are over 1,000 pages and other information. Order now at our website, mostholyfamilymonastery.com. That's mostholyfamilymonastery.com. The last word monastery is spelled M-O-N-A-S-T-E-R-Y. Or call us at 1-800-275-1126. That's 1-800-275-1126. Or mail in your order to us at 4425 Schneider Road, Fillmore, New York, 14735. The total cost for this massive package of information is only $10, $15 for UPS Ground, or $30 outside the U.S.
Back, ladies and gentlemen. Lots to discuss tonight, and we'll do it now. We'll go to the phones at 800-313-9443. Are we going to be on the warpath with Iran very soon, and how soon do you think that'll be? A culmination of factors taking place now in Congress, the little tug of war, and certainly I know it's for political brownie points, and the Democrats are trying to embarrass Mr. Bush on foreign policy. They don't go after the meat of the crimes that he's committed, but certainly the Armenian genocide that took place, a real genocide, a real Holocaust, took place in the World War One era over a period of several years, has come up again. It has been going on for a long time, this debate, and the Israeli lobby, of course, manages to kill any memorialization of the Armenian genocide by the Turkish government. Of course, they give both sides of this Holocaust and talk about the reasons why Turkey does not agree that it was a genocide, you know. They don't do that with Germany, of course. But in any event, the fact of the matter is that the Pelosi's, the Speaker of the House, of course, has boasted of this resolution now voted on by the committee, the House Committee on Foreign Relations, and this resolution now will go to the floor in probably in a few weeks and see what happens. Turkey, of course, is reacting negatively. There's using their crybaby techniques to try to suggest maybe there'll be a change of events there and participation in Iraq, and the Kurds will certainly be affected, as well as American troops. So anyway, things are very nervous, very uneasy right now, and we're walking on a minefield. So those are one of the issues I wanted to bring up. Many more, and I want you to bring them up as well. So let's start off with Ernie in Virginia. Hello, Ernie. You're on the air.
Oh, thanks, Rick.
Yes.
I'm doing fine. How about yourself tonight?
Well, I'm surviving. I'm surviving.
Okay.
I'm a survivor.
Yes, well, you've got to be a survivor.
Of the radio Holocaust.
Yes, and especially in these times as we see our country's liberty under attack and freedom and our sovereignty as a country continuously under attack. You mentioned the hate crime legislation. What abomination
Ted
that
Pike
was.
Ted Pike under attack, yes.
Yes, and freedom of speech, and then private property rights. And there's a House Resolution 1483 coming up next week celebrating America's Heritage Act, which is slated for a vote in the House of Representatives, which will be another attack on private property rights. And essentially what that bill is, it gives the National Public Service even more authority to go after private lands for public purposes.
Isn't that nice, huh?
Oh, yes.
Now, how does that work, Ernie? Tell us how that works.
Well, the way it will probably work, because I can't speak for the future here, but they get these private-public partnerships, and they go after, say, Civil War battlefields and areas to preserve the property, but they, in effect, give the federal government jurisdiction over private property, and over time, if you follow what happened in Appalachia, in the Smoky Mountains, way back in time, and over time, you see more and more land going into federal hands, and usurping, undermining local and state authority. And this bill is very important because you have to look at what the president did not too long ago. I think it was called UNESCO. I can't seem to remember these acronyms, but it gave the UN jurisdiction over federal parkland. So as the president moves forward with his UN Convention on the Law of the Sea, giving the UN jurisdiction over 70% of the planet, all of the oceans, water bodies, the oceans, and there's also hidden in that legislation or that treaty, land-based pollution sources, because a lot of the pollution that ends up in water bodies, either in rivers or oceans, come from land-based pollution sources.
Right.
For example, mercury from coal-fired utility plants. And so what we have here, back during giving the UN even more authority, not over our Navy, our country's ability to seek minerals and oil and so forth, but we will be giving, under that treaty, the UN International Taxing Authority, which will give them even more power. But once they get that bill approved, then they can go after anything that we do in industry. They can make a claim that, oh, pollution is coming from that smokestack or from that factory. We're going to have to shut that down because those contaminants coming from that manufacturing sector is hurting the ocean bodies or the water bodies on the planet.
Yes.
So we're setting ourselves up, or the president combined in combination with the Democrats, because what I see here is a real pattern, Rick. I see a real pattern on the UN Convention on the Law of the Sea combined with this court case, this court case that was heard by the Supreme Court yesterday, to give the UN World Court jurisdiction over the U.S. Supreme Court.
Now, that received virtually no coverage in the media.
Oh, I know. Well, there was a little coverage in the Washington Post.
But it was tainted, right? It made it look like it sounded very innocuous.
Oh, yes. And they, you know, the judges would need more time than 1 hour to study this. And I saw on the news yesterday it would take them until the spring to reach a decision. Well, we already know that certain judges favor the world court.
There are a few up there, so-called great champions of freedom, including the so-called Republicans like Souter and some of the others. Kennedy.
Absolutely. Stevens.
Breyer. Well, Breyer actually has made a little sense on economics, but you've got Ruth Bader Ginsburg, the socialist Marxist, and, of course, you have Stevens, as you pointed out, who's supposed to be leaving the bench for 50 years and hasn't, you know?
Oh, I know, but you know what was troubling was Justice Breyer, in this discussion, according to this
Stephen
article,
Breyer,
pulled out a copy of the Constitution. Can you imagine a justice,
a federal
judge, having a copy of the Constitution?
That's unusual, isn't it?
Oh, it is.
But
and
which Constitution are you referring to? Ours or Israel's?
Well, I assume it's
of course, they have no Constitution, but anyway.
You're right.
No
Bill
of Rights.
And he read a portion that says state judges must comply with U.S. treaties.
Yeah, yeah.
I guess it means including Texas. And what's so interesting, President Bush from the state of Texas is undercutting his own state.
Isn't that one? Well, he's been doing that for years, hasn't he?
Oh, I know. But he's undercutting not only the state of Texas, but all of the states.
But at least they have Rick Perry there to defend their sovereignty, right?
Oh, I know. But D.V. Kidd recently on your show talked about the 17th Amendment and the need to rescind that and give the states the right to appoint these senators, because the senators aren't representing it.
No, they're not. They're representing the powerful elite that control and bankroll their elections. You're right.
Right, and the corporate interests. And
now,
who's representing when they pass these treaties, like NAFTA or agreements, treaties, whatever you want to call them, they're undermining the respective states that purportedly they represent. But we don't see that happening when we see these kind of court cases coming up, and then the judge is making reference to the treaties.
All right.
So what we got here is NAFTA and the World Trade Organization and the North American Union and the One World Government coming into play, being backdoored through these trade agreements.
But I want you to spend a few minutes with me. Those of you on the line, we'll get to your calls. Don't worry. I want you to spend a little bit of time with me to explain to our listeners what is it about this decision that came down from the Supreme Court just a day or so ago that has these horrible ramifications for private property rights and our sovereignty.
Which case are you referring to?
The case which you just mentioned.
Well, actually, they agreed to hear this case, but they have not reached a final decision.
Right, right. But you think it obviously would have been wiser had they turned down the case, is what you're saying?
Oh, they should have turned the case down, but by the fact that they didn't turn it down, because clearly, you know, why are they even hearing this case? If it is true the World Court has supremacy over them, they shouldn't even be hearing this case.
Right.
So
that's the point. You're right. Yes.
Right. So by the fact that they're even giving it consideration tells me they're willing to comply and put themselves subservient to the World Court.
And this is why they are pushing, the administration is pushing this lost agreement, this Law of the Sea Treaty, which would do exactly what you're saying it would do.
Exactly.
It would destroy
precisely
any vestiges of our sovereignty anymore.
Right, but it would undermine the private sector, too, through the land-based pollution sources concept and giving the UN enforcement authority over land-based pollution sources. They are, in effect, backdooring and undermining the free enterprise system of America.
And they deny that it's in the treaty.
It's right there in the language.
You're right.
Right. The Deputy Secretary of the State Department, Mr. Negroponte from Iran-Contra fame, he told a total lie. And then the attorney from the State Department, the Harvard Law graduate and CFR member, misled the committee, too. And Senator Vitter from Louisiana held him accountable.
He stood up to them. Can you, if you want, hang on, Ernie.
Yes.
I want to pursue these issues, very important, timely issues, We'll do that. Jump aboard. We'll get to your calls in just a few moments. We'll be back in 3 minutes with more Uncensored Radio Free America, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm Rick Adams, the Paul Revere of Talk Radio.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for big business and the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism. Start reading the Nationalist Times each month. The Nationalist Times promotes a common sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times is a 20-page newspaper featuring outstanding writers and columnists who don't believe in taboos or sacred cows. Be one of the many thousands of loyal readers of the Nationalist Times. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times. Just $19 for 1 year. That's 50% off the regular price. Send your $19 subscription to the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. That's the Nationalist Times, P.O. Box 426, Allison Park, PA 15101. Or subscribe online at our website, www.anu.org.
Take the heat out of your sleep. The Bedfan Personal Cooling System will work for anyone that is a hot sleeper, regardless of the reason. It gives you a deep, restful sleep, the way nature intended. No more tossing and turning. Say goodbye to sleepless nights. So ask yourself, are you a hot sleeper and really want to sleep cooler? A woman who suffers from the effects of menopause, including night sweats derived from hot flashes, have a medical condition that causes your body to get hot at night, or just want to save money on your air conditioning bill? It works instantly. No tools or assembly required. Don't worry. The Bedfan fits short beds, tall beds, beds with footboards, sleigh beds, water beds, and many other types of beds. If you want great relief and total comfort, give us a call at 1-210-632-8280. That's 1-210-632-8280. Or visit our site at bedfan.com. Your provider for great sleep.
Eating a well-balanced diet filled with whole foods is sometimes hard to achieve, so supplementation can be beneficial. But WholeFoodToday.com believes that if you want to supplement, you should be doing so with products made from complex and natural whole foods, which the body can recognize and utilize as food, rather than with synthetic formulas of isolated vitamins made in chemical factories. Whole Food Today is dedicated to bringing you the finest health products at an incredible value. Nutrient formulas for men and women, super green food formulas made from over 30 vegetables, legumes, sprouts, immunity health formulas, coconut oil, krill oil, and many other products made 100% naturally. Visit us today at www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. That's www.wholefoodtoday.com or call 1-800-989-9840. Whole Food Today offers free shipping to all orders anywhere in the continental U.S. Whole Food Today, empowering people to attain and maintain extraordinary health.
We've just been too busy setting up our businesses. We didn't pay enough attention to what was going on around us. We allowed a bunch of thieves and murderers to get control.
All right, and they are in control. I'm back now, and my caller right now at the moment is Ernie from Virginia. We're discussing some very, very weighty things. And, Ernie, you're highlighting a couple that really, again, have escaped any meaningful scrutiny, either in the mainstream media, as they call themselves, or in any of these presidential debates. You haven't heard any of these issues come up, have you?
Oh, not at all. And this is probably one of the most significant issues affecting our country and our future and our free enterprise system and even our freedom. And to give the UN International Taxing Authority, I've read from time to time, they're even thinking of putting a tax on well water and tax on farms and the water to livestock. There was a practice around, I think, in the state of Oregon. But what really amazes me is when officials from the Bush administration outright lie and mislead the Senate Foreign Relations Committee and suggest, Negroponte said it wasn't a U.N. treaty. Give me a break. It is clearly a U.N. treaty.
Mm-hmm.
And the International Seabed Authority, which was under the U.N., comprised of 150-some countries, mm-hmm. There was an attempt made to say that we would have a veto vote on this if we didn't agree. Well, that's not true either. That authority is reached by consensus. And 155 countries, and if we're one of the 155, how do you think we're going to stack up when they say
exactly.
Do this or do that? What kind of voice are we going to have in protest?
If anyone wants details to marshal forth argumentation when they call their senators, go to DV Kid and go to the website newswithviews.com or DV, I think it's dvkid.com as well, her own web page, and they can get her columns, which I think are among the very best on this subject and others.
Oh, I agree, and also Cliff Kincaid has done
yes.
a yeoman's job, too, in covering the details of the hearings. And we've had two hearings, and they've been, in both of those hearings, there have been many lies and distortions. But any day now, because the Democrats working with the Bush administration, and there's only a few Republicans opposed. You remember Senator Lugar, who voted for the hate crime legislation. He's supporting this law, the Sea Treaty.
Oh, naturally.
Right, and anybody that opposes it is a conspiracy theorist. And then I hear from other senators, I'm supporting it because the military wants it. But look, who do we have in the military brass today but other than yes people who are politically connected, and that's how they get in their jobs or stay in their jobs.
Mm-hmm.
They're told what to do at the top politically.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, it's just one episode of manipulation after another. So we have that landmark Supreme Court decision in which the World Court is going to be given jurisdiction. The states are going to lose more and more authority, and we're going to lose more and more authority as citizens. And one day we'll be paying tax to the UN.
Mm-hmm.
Corporate America will be dictated to by the UN. And haven't we heard about some corruption, Rick, in the UN? You know,
a little. That august body now?
Oh, that august body, food for oil, and the tsunami relief
peace
program.
Peace through understanding, you remember?
Right. I mean...
Now I understand, yes.
Well, waste, fraud, and abuse is commonplace both in our government today, in the Iraqi reconstruction effort, the building of the U.S. Embassy there in Baghdad, and look at the absolute fraud and waste in the U.N. It's unbelievable.
But yeah, I don't think any reasonable person listening to my voice would ever accede to any of these demands. But you see, these globalist insiders, well, they know that the average person doesn't count to them. They laugh it off unless people are motivated to do something, run into the streets, demonstrate, call, recall, refax, re-email, and make the kind of noise that we all made over this amnesty for illegals bill.
Oh, yes, the amnesty for illegals, and with Senator Reid trying to reconstruct that, and you mentioned earlier in the program about the, you know, the attempted enforcement action,
right.
And then the being suspended by the federal judiciary.
Right.
But, you know, you could build in safeguards in your database to protect against this, and you don't do it with one sweeping action. You build in an error rate and you adjust it. This absolute is the determination that this would be somehow create discrimination or be such a hardship is bogus. That a match program would be the most cost-effective way to do it, and you would allow a certain amount of time to make certain that when you have a mismatch, that it's a legitimate mismatch. So, I mean, to just throw it out with the bathwater is nonsense. So what is this federal judge doing, Rick?
Well, that's the question. And look at these federal judges, who appointed them, where they're coming from.
Right, and who are they owned by? They're certainly not representing the people complying with the Constitution and then carrying out the laws of the
land.
I mean,
that's another thing. We don't allow them. We don't demand that they step aside on these issues where their personal assets are involved, their portfolios. And that should be the number one duty of the so-called national news hounds, digging up this information, making it an issue in the media, and saying, why is this justice even allowed to hear argumentation on a case which obviously he has a vested interest in?
Absolutely.
And yet they're doing it.
Right, and they have conflicts of interest, and they don't have complete and full disclosure.
It's sinful. sinful, and we must continue to raise
Richard,
the clarion
I just
call.
Back one more comment on the resolution.
Okay, I'll be right back. I want you to, because you're one of the very finest callers, Ernie. Stay where you are, and we'll take Elvis from Tennessee, I kid you not, Bob, Joe, and others. Stay tuned for more Uncensored Radio right here on RBN.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Okay, and we are back now. And Ernie, yes, you wanted to speak about the resolution on the Armenian genocide as well, right?
Just wanted to make a comment. I think the timing on this, although, as you put it, this has been discussed for some time, and there are different sides to this issue. But what I'm concerned about is the timing, the fact that we have 160,000 American troops in Iraq, and we have up to 180,000 contractor employees, many who are American citizens, and we are potentially putting them in harm's way. There is great strife now between Turkey and the Kurds in northern Iraq, and Turkey has sent a signal that this issue that they are very upset over, because that the so-called killings and the estimates are as high as 1.5 million back in 1915. Now, 1915, there is a lot of discussion on that in history. Some say it were, these the deaths were victims of civil war and unrest. I mean, there's
That's for the government claims, yeah.
Well, right. Turkish. I mean, there are all kinds of sides to this, but just to go with a sweeping genocide vote, and this vote was just done, October 10th in the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Mm-hmm.
It was just yesterday or the day before.
Mm-hmm.
So what I'm troubled about is the timing of such a vote. Right at and when you look at the actual language of the resolution, and I do have the resolution because I've been troubled by this. The House Resolution 106, title, calling upon the President to ensure that the foreign policy of the U.S. reflects appropriate understanding and sensitivity concerning issues related to human rights, ethnic cleansing, and genocide documented in the United States record relating to the Armenian genocide and for other purposes. Well, you know, I'm very troubled about the sensitivity towards the millions of people being affected in Iraq, the people being displaced, injured, harmed, in addition to the American soldiers who've been killed and maimed. Where is that sensitivity? And to pass such a resolution at this point in time potentially puts our soldiers in additional harm's way because it could increase the wrath of Turkey and its citizens against the U.S. and our soldiers there. So is the real message here, is a game being played, Rick, to engender a potentially hotter Middle East and a bigger war?
Because I don't know. That's a good question. Do you think that the Democrats are bright enough to do that?
Oh, I think the Democrats are working hand in hand with President Bush from the Speaker of the House, Mr.
Yeah, Logan. I mean, they don't care, I mean, any more than Bush cares about our troops.
Well,
or
you
about
have to
America.
Look at the makeup of the House members, the
CFR. Well, look at Steny Hoyer.
All right.
Steny Hoyer is an Israeli firster. Now he's playing the game of, trying to nicely castigate the Turkish government and say that while we don't, expect you to be held responsible for this massacre, that it was another government at another time, but we hope that Turkey would realize that, it is not a condemnation, but it is a reprimation, if you will, a reprimand. So, they're playing politics. Because,
oh, they're playing politics, but it puts yourself in a Turkey citizen's shoes. So how would they react to hear some statement like that when their neighbor has this invasion? Some believe that in the Middle East, this is more than bringing democracy to Iraq, more than removing Saddam.
Well, you remember, Ernie, right from the beginning, that Turkey did not want to go along with George Bush's war.
Absolutely.
You remember what happened, how we had to invade in a different way than they had planned to invade.
Absolutely.
And that was in the first Gulf War as well.
Precisely.
And the second, you remember what happened in southern Iraq? So what did they do? They went the other way. Again, another costly adventure with more lives expended unnecessarily because George Bush and his neocon puppeteers in Israel wanted this war badly. They wanted to destroy Iraq and destabilize the Middle East.
Yes, but their real—I still believe their real goal is Iran, because Iran represents a stability.
Yeah,
to the
but
Middle
you see,
East.
You're right. You see, a stepping stone to Iran is Iraq, and
exactly.
Afghanistan was the first of the stepping stones. If you didn't have a 9/11 Pearl Harbor type attack, you would never be able to justify just going in and bombing Iran.
Right, but
now we're getting closer and closer to doing that.
Right, but Rick, the House of Representatives, controlled by the Democrats, approved a resolution prior to this resolution on the Armenian genocide. This is around September 25th.
Yeah, I know, it's the timing. The timing is ridiculous.
Ridiculous.
Even though
they
it's right to do, and the Turkish government has gotten away with murder for a long time, oppressing the Kurds.
Oh, absolutely.
Of course, they've been doing it, but Saddam Hussein couldn't do it. It was terrible when Saddam oppressed the Kurds, but it was good when Turkey did. I mean, it didn't make any sense.
I know, but that vote in the House.
Oh, yeah. No, I'm with you. I'm not arguing. I'm just, raising these side issues,
Right.
Shows the evil of this government. Both parties stink. They're corrupt to the core.
Right.
They need
but
to
this,
be rebuked.
This other resolution that preceded the Armenian genocide resolution.
Yeah, yeah.
Towards the end of September, calling for new energy sanctions against Iran and labeling the Revolutionary Guards a terrorist group.
Yeah.
And the vote was 397-16.
No.
What, now, where is the House getting the signal from the American people
yes.
to pass these kind of resolutions? Which really, you know, what's behind this? When you see such a lopsided vote, and in the Senate it was 76-22, blaming Iran. So, you know, do we have the Congress and the White House working together? This thing about blaming President Bush for these actions, these globalist actions, I'm sorry, but I see the House and the Senate equally guilty as the White House here.
Well, you have to give credit now. Nancy Pelosi said she's very concerned with genocide no matter where it takes place, unless, of course, it's the Palestinians. And so is Mr. Hoyer. What a joke.
Oh,
what a bunch of filthy hypocrites and phonies. Yep.
Yeah, but when you look at last comment, when you look at the big picture, it's clear that the House and the Senate, the Democratic majority, they're in lockstep with the White House. They've ignored the American people and their vote in the 2006 election. It's time to get rid of most of these incompetents. We need a new party. We need to vote independent. But there are 39 or 40 good House members. I can find them. But for the most part, most of these are party hacks, and they owe their allegiance to the corporate interest and the globalist interest, and they're not representing American citizens here.
Okay, Ernie, very well put, and I thank you for the lessons, because we have learned a lot tonight from you. Thank you.
Thank you, Rick.
Appreciate it very much, okay? And let's move along now. We have, W.W. Elvis in Tennessee. Is that right?
That's correct, Rick.
Is this Elvis?
Yeah, this is Elvis. I've talked to you before. It's been
all
about
right,
a year,
Elvis.
Though.
I've always admired you.
Basically, what I wanted to speak, I've got three issues.
Sure.
One, the Republican debate, immigration,
yes.
and then what's going on in South America.
All
have
right.
you covered or listened to the debate last night at all?
No, I wouldn't waste my time, to be honest with you.
Well, I watched it, and I tried to call into C-SPAN, but one of the key issues was basically Ron Paul has been gypped
mm-hmm.
Out of the timing of
naturally.
The, yes, and the other thing was, the key issue was, what would you do if you were elected president and you were ready to go to war with Iran? Mitt Romney's answer was he was going to consult his lawyers before.
Yes.
But, yeah, and Ron Paul just went off on him. And the other thing was, Fred Thompson made his big debut that night, but yet at the same time, he was all over the Internet with his daughter eating a rubber diaphragm that just ruined him. He's an actor. I don't know what he's done for the state of Tennessee when he was a senator.
Well, he's for Law and Order.
Law and Order, correct. The mm-hmm. other thing was, they had a very interesting story on the news last night.
Mm.
It showed the farmers in upstate New York whose fields were not picked. Their fruits and vegetables and onions were going rotten because they couldn't get any legal Mexicans to pick their fruit. Mm-hmm. And the reporter asked them, well, why don't you just hire Americans and pay them more money to get your crop in? And the guy wouldn't answer them.
Uh-huh.
So they're letting all their stuff go rotten in the field.
Sure.
So we can pay more at the food store. And the other thing, the debate was about the economy. Not one of our Republican electees said anything about credit card debt, said anything about gas prices, didn't say anything about unions or workers. Another story I've been following was the on PBS.org. I watched it. It was about the Israeli lobby,
mm-hmm.
the great book debate. And this man
yes, yes.
just wrote this book about exposing the Israeli lobby.
Mm-hmm.
And Abe Foxman was on there. And the first thing, Abe called him an anti-Semite.
Yes, he calls everybody an anti-Semite, even God.
Yeah, and he said, "Well, Egypt gets $3 billion. Egypt gets $2 billion, and then Israel gets $3 billion. But they didn't get into the subject of Israel's nuclear program and
no.
What they do with their nuclear waste. That
well,
was,
they're for defense only, you know.
Yes, correct. And the other story was: have you been following Hugo Chavez's latest episode?
Which one are you referring to now?
Well, he's negotiating with the FARC party to release the 750 hostages that are being held down there.
Yes, Yes, I haven't talked about it, but we've read it.
Okay, I thought that was pretty interesting. I picked that up in the Caribbean newspapers because they haven't talked about that much, but he's just trying to bypass the Colombian government. And I wish that George Bush was more of a friend with Hugo. He wants to, you know, go around. He's just give Cuba $100 million to rebuild their infrastructure. But if him and George weren't such enemies, we might have cheaper gas at the pumps.
Well, you know, it's all about the dialectics of playing the game. It's the game of the Matrix. George Bush is deliberately puppeteering America down the road to aggression and to international colonialism in this new age. And that is in return spawning, if you will, opposition to the United States as an imperialist power. Now, Chavez plays the, you know, the opposition, the good cop. Bush is the bad cop. Guess who loses in between? You, the American public. You lose, your country loses, because now what we're doing is finding new enemies to fight. We're going all over the globe, isolating ourselves and enraging the world at America. When it's not America that's the problem, it's the scumbags that are installed in positions of power by the global elite and the Zionists who are puppeteering America to destruction, my friend, you see?
I agree. The thing that gets me is the fact that of the last $187 billion that went to Iraq, our yeah. bridges are falling apart. They're taking away our children's school lunch program. Our veterans are coming back wounded, and that's not on anybody's agenda. It's go shopping, you know, look the other way. Something else, Rick, real quickly. The newspaper here today only had 25 jobs in the help wanted section. I don't know where they're getting these statistics about the economy, but it's below flat.
Well, you've seen magicians pull rabbits out of hats, haven't you?
Yes, yes.
Well, there you go. That's where they're getting them from.
Thank you, Mr. Adams.
Thank you night. Very much. Good hearing from you, Elvis.
Bye.
Appreciate that, and I love your music, too. Okay, let's move along to Bob in Florida next. Yes, Bob.
Rick Adams, you're on fire.
I am? Well, I am known to engage in spontaneous combustion occasionally.
Oh, no, please don't. We need you.
Well, thank you, but, you know, there are many out there doing the good work.
Yeah, there are. And we're going to keep doing it because we're not going to turn our backs to these horrendous crimes.
No, no, we can't. We have to stand up and expose evil.
Yeah, so 11th, our Lord. Yeah, absolutely. At the 11th of every month, I try to go out here locally and expose some of the lies perpetrated on 9/11.
Mm-hmm.
And although that's not my key issue, I feel like it's, you know, one of the pretty vulnerable areas because the facts are so overwhelming. And, you know, so I'm here I am on the street, in the main street in my town here, where the University of Florida is, and we got students getting tased and whatnot. But anyways, I have a sign in my hand, and I'm calling local mainstream radio shows, you know, just telling them that they will not be allowed to get away with the lies. Because as far as I'm concerned, a lot of these people, we need to start holding accountable because they may be ignorant, they may be brainwashed, but the question is, how can you deny physics when it's in your face? And mm-hmm. if you take it to that next level, you need to be tried for war crimes, and all these people will be tried, and we'll have our say, I hope. But I just went on a rant there, Rick. That's not why I
No, that's up. Fine. Go ahead. You're doing
right.
well.
I'm trying. Anyway, recently, last night, I went on Coast to Coast, AM, because I wanted to hear about some aliens for a second and get away from reality, because, as you know, ignorance is bliss. But anyway, I listened to this guy, Sean David Morton, and he was going on, and he said some things, though, that rang true. He said, you know, most of the world is savvy to the fact that these false flag terror drills and 9/11, the fact that they were conducted on the same day was no mistake. But anyways, he pointed to this operation, let's see, what's it called? Vigilant Shield.
Mm-hmm.
And it's scheduled for October 15th through the 20th. And he seemed to believe that one of these, basically what it is it's kind of like what they had going on 9/11. They're trying to see if the federal responders will exercise their responses, abilities against a variety of potential threats during Exercise Vigilant Shield 08. And it says the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff designated the North American Aeros Defense Command. That's NORAD. So all these same organizations are popping up. Things are getting, you know, pretty warm here, and I'm wondering if this may be the opportunity they need to go to into Iran. And I like to put, first of all, I like to preface this question by saying I like to put out, you know, positive vibes. I really don't want to think of this as an inevitable thing. I don't want to feed into their manipulation and their conditioning of us, okay?
Yes.
Because we do sometimes. We don't realize it.
Right,
although
right.
we're on our side, we're still feeding into it.
Sure, surely.
So what my question is, with that being said, how do I hope for the best and plan for the worst, right?
Well, that's the key. You hope for the best, but do expect the worst to happen. And I can only give you spiritual advice, my friend Bob.
Well, if
you believe in the scriptures, you believe in Jesus, you believe he is the Son of God, and you believe in what he told you, you have nothing to fear, my friend. Nothing to fear. If you want to hang on a moment, you may, Bob, all right?
All right, thanks.
Hang on. I want to talk to you. You're a young fellow, and you are a good example of what needs to be done for our youth. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger on Republic Broadcasting Network.
Hi, friends. Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
The Berkeelite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeelite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeelite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeelite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200. 9200.
Knob Creek Gun Range invites you to come out and support the Second Amendment, the right to keep and bear arms, the country's biggest machine gun and military gun show. The three-day event is October 12th, 13th, and 14th at Knob Creek, Kentucky, where the public can participate in the high-power action. Thousands attend this semi-annual event. This is a must-see for all gun enthusiasts and collectors. There will be hundreds of vendors for every type of firearm and accessory available in the marketplace today. Go to www.machinegunshoot.com for all the scheduled events and directions to Knob Creek, Kentucky. On-site camping facilities available, or go to www.machinegunshoot.com for hotel and motel accommodations. Only $10 admission fee per day, $5 for 12 and under. Knob Creek Gun Range is also open year-round for your shooting enjoyment. Call 502-922-4457 for more information or visit www.machinegunshoot.com.
Whatever needs to be done, we gotta do ourselves.
we're back right now. We have a lot of callers, and we'll get to you all. However, I thought I would let our caller now, Bob from Florida, stay with me a few more minutes to the top of the hour. Bob, you're a young man, right?
Yeah.
And you've called before, and I believe you said you were in college, are you?
Yeah, I go to UF, University of Florida.
Okay. And you have been very exceptional in your youth, in your ability, in your proclivity for getting into these issues. And I think that that is the first step to really being not only a good citizen, but also to be what America is all about. And to do it at such a young age in this climate that we live in today is a testimony to you and for you, my friend.
But don't you think, as in all facets of life, there's people who are just turned on to the truth, who seek, you know, fairness? I mean, I see the conditioning, although it may be more focused, more blissful, and more hedonistic in today's terms for today's kids with the music, I see the conditioning to almost be the same throughout the ages, and people of all ages seeking the truth, being turned on by this. You know, it's like anything else, there's good and bad in everything. Mm-hmm. But if I may, as you said, you know, you take this, you first accept these things, and then, you know, it's kind of like what I say to my friends is, once you start realizing these truths and you start looking into all this, you go through the stages that you would go through if you found out you were going to die.
Mm-hmm.
So first you may, I can't recall them in order right now, wait here, but first you get, you know, you go through the different stages. You get depressed, you get angry, you get, you know, you go through all the different stages, and I definitely went through all those, and, you know, you get mad as hell and all the different stages, right? But then you reach the stage of serenity, and once you reach that stage is when you move into action, and you're not controlled by your fear, by your depression, by your being afraid. You're not controlled by anything. So once you get into the zone of serenity, mm-hmm. you're ready to face these things. And like I was mentioning before, the conflict I have, though, Rick, is that this dialectic that you speak of that they try to create in so many different facets mm-hmm. of what we study, this schism that they try to create, whether it's the left-right paradigm or, you know, the Sunnis versus Shia, that divide and conquer tactics, or whatever it may be, I see it potentially them having accounted for it within the people within our movement, you know, and the dialectic between, you know, what grave things we research and talk out against, you know, I see that almost as a counter movement, the potential of being exploited, and, you know, that may prevent us and may gatekeep us from really being progressive with our actions. And,
mm-hmm.
and even if that's the case, what if they've accounted for us thinking that, and this is deep, and I may not be making any sense, what if they accounted for us thinking that ahead of time and think that that will be a deterrent for us to actually move into action. I go in circles with it.
Yeah, I understand. Well, I mean, that's you get too deep into it, and then you can over-philosophize everything and just lose sight of the fact that it's a very simple process, really. What's happening to the world and what's happening to America has all happened before, and it's a human nature problem. And we have to address the human nature problem from a divine perspective. That's my philosophy, as you know. And I take comfort in the fact that if I'm going to fight this battle, I recognize it's a spiritual battle, and I can't fight against a tomahawk missile with a toothpick. You know what I'm saying?
All right. God bless you, Ray.
Thank you, Bob. I appreciate that. All right. Hour number two coming right up of the program right here on republicbroadcasting.org. Support RBN with prayer and giving. I'm Rick Adams. Radio Avenger will be back with our calls.
It's true.